Lesson 4, The Fall of Adam and Eve. Purpose, to help the children understand the fall of Adam and Eve and to have a desire to return to the presence of Heavenly Father. Preparation, 1, prayerfully study Moses chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. Adam and Eve are commanded to be fruitful and multiply. Moses chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. See also Moses chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. The Tree of Knowledge and the Tree of Life. Moses chapter 4, the Fall of Adam and Eve. Moses chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. Adam and Eve praise God and are glad for the fall. LDS Bible Dictionary, Fall of Adam, page 670. Fall of Adam. The process by which mankind became mortal on this earth. The event is recorded in Genesis chapters 2, 3, 4, and Moses chapters 3 and 4. The fall of Adam is one of the most important occurrences in the history of man. Before the fall, Adam and Eve had physical bodies but no blood. There was no sin, no death, and no children among any of the earthly creations. With the eating of the forbidden fruit, Adam and Eve became mortal. Sin entered, blood formed in their bodies, and death became a part of life. Adam became the first flesh upon the earth, Moses chapter 3, verse 7, meaning that he and Eve were the first to become mortal. After Adam fell, the whole creation fell and became mortal. Adam's fall brought both physical and spiritual death into the world upon all mankind, Helaman chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. The fall was no surprise to the Lord. It was a necessary step in the progress of man, and provisions for a Savior had been made even before the fall had occurred. Jesus Christ came to atone for the fall of Adam and also for man's individual sins. Latter-day Revelation supports the biblical account of the fall, showing that it was a historical event that literally occurred in the history of man. Many points in Latter-day Revelation are also clarified that are not discernible from the Bible. Among other things, it makes clear that the fall is a blessing and that Adam and Eve should be honored in their station as the first parents of the earth. Significant references are 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 15 through 26, and chapter 9, verses 6 through 21. Mosiah chapter 3, verses 11 through 16, Alma chapter 22, verses 12 through 14, Alma chapter 42, verses 2 through 15, Doctrine and Covenants section 29, verses 34 through 44, Moses chapter 5, verses 9 through 13. See also Flesh. 2. Additional reading. Gospel Principles chapter 6, The Fall of Adam and Eve. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 14 through 27. The Importance of Opposition. Alma chapter 42, verses 6 through 9. Spiritual and Temporal Death. Helaman chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. Christ redeems us from both deaths. Also see Genesis chapter 3, the Fall of Adam and Eve. 3. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible and a Pearl of Great Price for each child. B. A Book of Mormon and a Doctrine and Covenants. C. 4 small undesirable items, such as a bottle cap, twig, or wad of tissue, with string tied around each one. 1 small object to represent something of value, such as a ring to symbolize eternal life, with string tied around it. And a small bag or container. See the attention activity. D. Pictures 6-2, the Garden of Eden. 6-3, God the Father and Jesus Christ, and 6-4, Adam and Eve, Gospel Art Picture Kit 101, semicolon, 62461. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Place the objects you have tied with string into the bag or container so that the objects are hidden, but an equal amount of each string hangs over the side of the bag. Ask a child to choose a string and pull an item out of the bag. Then replace the object and string. Let another child take a turn, and so on. Show the class all the hidden objects and explain the value of the desirable one. Explain that it is difficult to make a correct choice when we don't know what we are choosing. Heavenly Father wants us to know good from evil so we can choose what is right. Tell the class that this lesson will explain how we were given the knowledge of good and evil and the ability to choose for ourselves. Scripture account. Teach the account of the fall of Adam and Eve from the scriptures listed in the preparation section, using the pictures where appropriate. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. The following 3 points are the major ideas to be taught in this lesson. 1. The fall of Adam and Eve was foreseen by Heavenly Father and was a necessary step in the plan of life and a great blessing to all of us. Gospel Principles, page 33. We accepted this condition in the spirit world when we supported Heavenly Father's plan. 2. Because of the fall, we are blessed with physical bodies, the right to choose between good and evil, and the opportunity to gain eternal life. None of these privileges would have been ours had Adam and Eve remained in the garden. Gospel Principles, page 33. 3. After Adam and Eve fell from the presence of God and became mortal, we needed a Savior so we could live again and return to our Father in heaven. Jesus Christ was chosen to be our Savior before the world was created. See Lesson 2. You might want to keep the following points in mind as you discuss the Scriptures with the class. 1. Before he was placed on the earth, Adam was known as Michael, the Archangel. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, Verse 54. 2. Michael led the battle against Lucifer and his angels before they were cast out of heaven. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. 3. Adam and Eve were among Heavenly Father's noblest children. Gospel Principles, page 31. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. What was the first commandment given to Adam and Eve after their creation? Moses chapter 2, verse 28. Explain that Adam and Eve could not obey this commandment before the fall. Because their bodies were not yet mortal, they could not have children. What beautiful place did Heavenly Father prepare for Adam and Eve? Moses chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. What do you think it was like in the garden? What trees are mentioned in the description of the Garden of Eden? See Moses chapter 3, verse 9. Which fruit did God tell Adam and Eve not to eat? Moses chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Even though God gave Adam and Eve clear instructions about the tree of knowledge of good and evil, what did he allow them? See Enrichment Activity 5. What did God tell Adam would happen if he ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Why does Heavenly Father allow us to choose for ourselves? What choices will bring us closer to our Father in heaven? What happened when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit? Answer, they could tell good from evil, and they became mortal or subject to physical death. They could now have children and keep the commandment to multiply and replenish the earth. They were separated from Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, which is referred to as spiritual death. See Gospel Principles, page 33. See Enrichment Activity 3. How does the fall fit into the plan of salvation, or what Alma called the great plan of happiness? See Alma chapter 42, verse 8. Explain that our Heavenly Father wants us to be happy. As His spirit children, we chose to become mortal and prove ourselves so that we could be more like Him. Repeat with the children 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25. Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy. How does Adam and Eve's eating the forbidden fruit affect each of us? We were born, we experience opposition, we know good from evil, we can choose to become like God, we will die. How does this make you feel about Adam and Eve? See Enrichment Activity 3. How are we saved from physical death? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we will all live again after we die. Who will be resurrected? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. How can Jesus save us from spiritual death or separation from Heavenly Father? Jesus suffered for our sins through His great atonement. We will be forgiven and return to our Father in heaven if we choose to repent. 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 19. What did God do to make sure Adam and Eve did not eat the fruit of the tree of life? Alma chapter 42, verses 2 through 5. Why was it so important for Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit of the tree of life at that time? Alma chapter 42, verse 5. What were some differences between the life Adam and Eve led in the Garden of Eden and their life outside the garden? Help the children understand that even though life was difficult, Adam and Eve were happy because now they could learn and become like Heavenly Father. See Moses chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. They worked hard to supply themselves with food, clothing, and shelter. They also worked hard to keep the commandments and live close to the Lord. How can we follow the example of Adam and Eve when our life seems hard? What would have happened to us if Adam and Eve had not partaken of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? President Joseph Fielding Smith taught, "Let's thank the Lord when we pray for Adam. If it hadn't been for Adam, I wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. We would be waiting in the heavens as spirits." Conference Report, October 1967, page 122. 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verse 22. What did Adam and Eve later say about their choice to partake of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Moses chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Place the picture of Adam and Eve next to the one of God the Father and Jesus Christ. Explain that when Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden, they could walk and talk with Heavenly Father and Jesus. To help the children understand why the result of Adam and Eve's choice is known as the fall, take the picture of Adam and Eve and move it down below the picture of God the Father and Jesus Christ as you tell of Adam and Eve eating the forbidden fruit. Adam and Eve fell or were removed from the presence of God. Explain that because Adam and Eve could no longer freely associate with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, this is referred to as the fall. Adam and Eve's separation from Heavenly Father and Jesus began mortal life on earth and was an important step in the great plan of happiness. 2. Discuss the second article of faith. Explain that some people believe that we will all be punished because Adam and Eve partook of the forbidden fruit. It was revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith that this is not true. Jesus paid the price for Adam and Eve's transgression. We will be held responsible for the wrong choices we make, but not for the choices of others. Help the children memorize this article of faith. 3. At the top of a piece of paper or on the chalkboard, write the words, "Because of Adam and Eve," and invite the children to share ideas that fit under this heading, such as, "We can choose to be born on the earth. We know good from evil. We became separated from Heavenly Father. We will someday die." Help the children understand that we were happy to have the chance to come to earth. Job chapter 38, verse 7. We would not have had this opportunity if Adam and Eve had not partaken of the forbidden fruit. We needed a chance to prove that we could choose good over evil. Gaining a physical body, having the privilege of choice, being separated from God, and being subject to death were all part of Heavenly Father's plan for us to become like Him. Write another heading, "Because of Jesus Christ." List and explain the following blessings. We will live again after we die. We can return to Heavenly Father if we will repent. We have a perfect example to follow. Give the children each a piece of paper and pencil and have them write, "Because of Adam and Eve" at the top and "Because of Jesus Christ" in the middle. Encourage the children to take the paper home and discuss with their families the things we have and the things we will be able to do because of Adam and Eve and Jesus Christ. 4. On the chalkboard or on two strips of paper, write "Resurrection" and "Return to Heavenly Father." Make the following word strips and let the children take turns choosing one and placing it under the correct heading. Under the heading Resurrection, word strip Immortality, we will all live forever. Under the heading Return to Heavenly Father, Eternal Life, live with Heavenly Father. Under Resurrection, word strip, we overcome physical death. Under Return to Heavenly Father, the word strip, we overcome spiritual death. Under heading Resurrection, word strip for everyone who was born. Under Return to Heavenly Father, word strip for those who choose to repent. Under the heading Resurrection, the word strip Christ's victory over death. And under the Return to Heavenly Father heading, the word strip for those who keep the commandments. Ask the children who made these things possible. Jesus Christ, following the plan of Heavenly Father. These blessings are our Savior's great gifts to us. Through Him, we can overcome the conditions of the fall and return to our Father in heaven. 5. Ask the children to think of opposites, such as happy and sad, hot and cold, hard and soft, smooth and rough, heavy and light, high and low, or fast and slow, to illustrate the importance of opposition. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 and 15. Let the children describe their experiences with opposites. To help them get started, you might use the following examples. After someone has been sick, they can better appreciate feeling well. Or without darkness, you cannot recognize light, which is why you cannot see the stars during the day. To illustrate this second example, you might bring a flashlight and show how its light is barely noticeable in a well-lit room, but the light is much brighter when you darken the room. 6. Sing or read the words to He Sent His Son, Children's Songbook, page 34. He Sent His Son. How could the Father tell the world of love and tenderness? He sent His Son, a newborn babe with peace and holiness. How could the Father show the world the pathway we should go? He sent His Son to walk with men on earth that we may know. How could the Father tell the world of sacrifice, of death? He sent His Son to die for us and rise with living breath. What does the Father ask of us? What do the Scriptures say? Have faith, have hope, live like His Son, help others on their way. What does He ask? Live like His Son. Conclusion. Testimony. Have someone read the testimony of Adam and Eve from Moses chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Express your appreciation for what Adam and Eve did for us. Testify that because of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we will all be resurrected and can choose to become like Heavenly Father and return to His presence. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Moses, chapter 5, verses 9 through 12 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 4, The Fall of Adam and Eve.